know, well, I'm a chicken fried. A cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And a radio.
Ruined that. Hey, everybody.
Ruin it.
Welcome to Fried. It's Friday. Happy Friday. So I'm John Reap and...
I'm Sarah Tiana.
And we're your hosts. And we just have a blast doing this podcast. Thank you for listening, you know. We're trying things out here. We got... We like to start off with a little personal question to get to know each other. You know, that way you get to know us without us just throwing out our resume.
Again, John and I have known each other for a long time, but we don't know each other.
Right, exactly.
That's what, if that's, you know.
That helps any.
That's what happens a lot in comedy. Like, you know people, but you don't know a lot about them.
You just see them for maybe an hour or so at a comedy store. And other than that, we're ships passing in the night.
Yeah, always.
So I feel like... You, like you said, even though we know each other, we don't know each other. So.
Right. Which
and we're going to get to know each other. So.
Which, you know, we kind of get to hang out every once in a while if we do similar gigs. So that was what my question to you this week was going to be, was what is the last country that you visited?
Well, I think it might be the last country you were in as well.
What?
Oh, Canada.
Oh, Canada.
Oh, Canada. Yeah, we were up there for the Montreal Just for Laughs Festival. And I didn't even know you were going to be there when I bumped into you.
You didn't?
No, because we hadn't talked about it. I mean, we hadn't talked in a while.
I don't tell you everything. I forget.
Did you know I was going to be there?
Yeah, because you were on my itinerary, because you were the host of the show that I was on.
Oh, that's
one of the
right.
shows that I was on.
So you knew I was going to host that
But I just knew that, like, the day before.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Like I knew, like, for weeks.
Well, you know, I got with your agency. Recently,
yes, we got with them
because of that.
You dirty,
is
dirty.
Why that I hooked up every damn one of them. It was a great weekend.
Oh, because of that, that's what.
Yeah, out of nowhere.
Oh.
This was last minute for me, so I had just recently got with WME.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
This is all inside talk, but so they made that happen.
My question was not what agency are you with, John?
Yours.
Well, what about before that? Where were you? Have you been to another country this year?
Oh, I was in London.
What?
Well, that's not the country. That's the city, but I was in England.
Oh, that's right.
Great
Britain. I just completely was like, oh, yeah, London. Oh,
the country. London.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was amazing. Yeah.
I once said the country of Africa, and I was like, oh, that's a continent.
Oh, it's not a country, too?
I don't
know. Is there not one?
No, there's lots of different countries within
countries
the continent.
Yeah. What's your favorite country in Africa?
My favorite country.
Swaziland. That's my favorite one.
Swaziland.
Yep. Look it up. Am I right, Aaron? Yes.
Djibouti?
I only remember that because in the seventh grade, we watched this documentary on Swaziland, and gourds was a funny word to us at that age. And we would call people's heads gourds from then on.
Have you been to Africa before?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I've been to 3 or 4 countries in Africa.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you do a lot of USO tours.
I went to Djibouti.
That's my new favorite.
Djibouti. It starts with a D and it ends with a booty, which I just think is the greatest name for a country in Africa.
It totally is.
Because there's
is.
Lots of things in Africa that start with a D and end with a booty. I mean, there are some beautiful people over there. And yeah, it was awful. I tell a joke about it in my act because it was 120 degrees and humid every day. It's like Houston, Texas, but with way less black people. Have you ever been to Houston? Yeah. So, Djibouti. But I think Morocco.
Never been.
Was maybe
You've been to
my
way
favorite.
More countries than I have.
I've been to like 27, yeah. I used to travel by myself, too. I would always take my Sky Miles and just travel to... I went to Istanbul by myself.
Oh, is that... That's the one that used to be Constantinople?
It did. Good job.
I know the song.
Because of the song? Oh, my gosh. Okay, so what were you doing?
I was in London with... Well, it started with my friend/assistant.
Mm-hmm.
Really just a friend who waters my plants when I'm gone and checks my mail.
Just.
Wanted to go see Phil Collins. She's a huge Phil Collins fan.
Wow, it's something in the air tonight.
Yeah, I could feel that coming.
Yeah, maybe one of the best drum solos in the world.
Well, we were worried because, you know, there was just these terrorist attacks been going on in London, you know.
The
Ariel Grande thing happened.
Ariel
Grande? Mm-hmm. What did I say?
What's her name?
Rewind the tape. Ariana Grande?
Doesn't matter.
I got it right that time.
She's ridiculous.
Well, that whole thing happened over there, so we were worried that mm-hmm. something like that might happen. But and if they did, I was thinking that if they were smart terrorists, they would time it so that each explosion took off and that drum, boom, 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 right? And everyone's dead.
Oh, man.
But no, that did not happen, thank God. We went to go see Phil Collins in Hyde Park. So that's my first time over there.
Your first time in Hyde Park or in a park?
First time in London. No, I was born in a park.
Well, I believe it.
I want to die there. I feel like I belong in a park, like at a treehouse.
I feel like a zoo is more your vibe.
Okay.
Barn, kennel.
Outdoorsiness. Well, so I'd never been. We went to go see Phil Collins, and that was awesome. But we did all kinds of other things, too. We went to see Stonehenge, and we went to...
What's that like? Because I haven't seen Stonehenge. I've been to London a couple times. I haven't seen Stonehenge.
Well, it's a little drive. You know, it's like an hour
an
or two
hour. Uh-huh.
Away. And rented a car, you know, and they drive different
on
over
the...
there. Yeah. And
did
then
you
roundabouts.
Get a truck? Oh, the roundabouts are kind of confused. Big Ben Parliament.
Yeah, that the happens.
Vacation, European
but it's
vacation.
Actually a very efficient way of having traffic just go better.
Oh, yeah.
But if you're on the other side of the road doing it, that part is difficult.
Yeah, that's got to be confusing.
Yeah, because if I'm just sitting there and I know it's a stop sign or a light and it turns red, okay, now I know to do it. But if there's other people coming to the mix and it's a big circle, everyone's going at the same time, you're like, ah. So that's very, very scary. But I didn't drive. I made Shannon drive the whole time.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I was like, she goes, I've done this before. Like, well, then you're driving the whole time.
Yeah, the whole time.
So when
you went to Stonehenge, did you put your hands on it like Chevy Chase did in European vacation?
I wanted to real bad, but they have these little ropes up. Yeah. No, they have ropes up now. You can't even get to it.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So you couldn't, like, write your name on it?
No. Yeah, I mean, the closest, it'd be like from here. It'd be like, I don't know, like, 30 yards away is as close as you can get.
Isn't it like a, they don't know how it formed? Is that?
Right.
No?
They don't know how it formed. I like, yes.
Well, tell me.
Oh, well, here's the history.
I don't know anything about it except
well,
that
you would think that
aliens
I would
did
too,
it.
But I was more of like, just like, I wanted to.
You were just more sick from the car ride?
That, yeah, I was very dizzy, that roundabout. And, I think it was, they're not 100% sure how it got there.
How do you think
there's
it got there?
There's different theories on this.
Okay.
Yeah. Some people want to say aliens,
mm-hmm.
which I don't believe that. Some people say, and I already forgot, druids. It was the druids.
Oh, like the human civilization?
Mm-hmm, I guess. I'm not sure what the druids is. Or, that's plural. I forgot. I once knew and I forgot. But they have a nice little museum there that you can learn all this stuff, and I just decided to take funny pictures.
So you didn't read any of that.
I ain't gonna go there and do no reading.
Oh, okay.
I can look it up online when I'm done.
What do you... See, my only problem with London is I don't feel like the food is that good. Like, the fish and chips is good.
No.
That's about it.
Now, food, they have everything over there now. I had so much good food over there. I took pictures.
What do you
pictures.
Mean, everything?
Well, it's just like New York.
Like
it's
a steakhouse.
London. Yeah, anything you want. They got every fast food restaurant we have. I mean, they got everything.
I know Indian food over there is
they
really
have
good.
A lot of Indian food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, it was cool. Since I happened to be at Stonehenge mm-hmm. on the 4th of July.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So I felt bad, you know, because I wasn't here celebrating it. But I was over there rubbing it in their face. And there's a picture that I want you to look up on my Instagram.
Oh, okay.
I got 4th of July socks. It's red, white, and blue, stars and stripes, socks. And I'm wearing jean shorts. I got my socks pulled up to my knees, and I've got like a red flannel shirt on. And there's pictures of me just jumping in the air in front of Stonehenge, like rubbing their face, America! You know?
Right.
But it's funny because I didn't want to be that kind of ugly American, so I put the socks back down. And I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
But we had a good time, yeah. What
That's
were you doing
fun.
For the 4th of July?
I went to Washington, D.C., actually.
Oh, our nation's
capital. I wanted to see the fireworks there. Because last year, I went to Lake Tahoe, which is an incredible, it's like one of the top 10 places, and so is D.C. So my boyfriend and I were like, well, let's go see some cool fireworks. And we went to a baseball game because I'd never been to a national stadium.
Wow.
And then drove down to Savannah from there because Savannah's pretty cool
it
old
is.
Town,
mm-hmm.
which everything there is from the 1700s.
Right.
A lot of British bars and,
yeah.
you know, because they were one of the first ones over.
So you did a whole trip of like...
Yeah, I did. We did like a drive trip, like a
okay.
a scenic driving
well, that's
tour.
Cool.
tour. But what was weird was, like,
did you like
there
the fireworks?
Was probably 500,000 people at and they had there. It was very organized.
Uh-huh.
But when you were leaving, we decided to walk from. We were between the monument and the Capitol, and then there's between the monument and the Lincoln Memorial, and I guess that was really the place to be because the whole time they were doing the fireworks, I was like, "There's no music." You know how?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen fireworks without music?
It's like,
very boring.
Yeah.
You
forget that used to be that way, though.
I know. So
music wasn't always part of it.
I started playing some songs on my iPhone just to kind of get in the spirit.
You're like
yeah.
trying to time each explosion with, and the rocket's red glare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need those. You need those little moments. But
so,
no.
I'm surprised they didn't have it timed out to music. That's supposed to be some of the biggest fireworks for the 4th of July is in Washington, D.C.,
yeah,
right? It's
the one
they air on TV and stuff?
Yeah, it's a whole...
Oh, so you're saying you were just in a bad section where you couldn't hear the band.
So. Like, when we were in Lake Tahoe, you could tune in to the radio station, and the radio station was playing the song that the fireworks were choreographed
to. That's pretty cool.
Apparently they don't do that. So next year, maybe I will go to New York, because I heard the ones in New York are pretty awesome.
Yeah. Well, that's
cool.
By
the Statue of Liberty.
Both of us on trips on the
Look
fourth.
At us traveling.
Yeah. Just... I'm over there rubbing it in the face, and you're over here celebrating it in our nation's capital.
I was
That's good. We're,
in
we're
France
good Americans.
Once for 4th of July, and they had a lot of American flags up, actually.
Yeah.
Which was really nice.
I got a little comments on my socks every now and then as I'm walking. Mm-hmm. You know, I heard people like pointing and laughing at me. I heard one guy just go Trump. I was like, it went fantastic. You know. But it was a good trip over there. What else did I do? I went and saw. I went to a Comedy Store in London.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, and they do
it's
it different,
different
over
there.
Yeah. But you know Matt Kirshen?
Yes.
So he knew some guys from there and told them I was coming. So you know I got
and
special
how did
treatment.
The comedy translate in?
No, I didn't do stand up.
Oh, you didn't. You just went to
no,
go
I
watch.
No, I just went to hang out and rub elbows. And I said I'm available if you need me. They're
Have
like,
you
who
done...
are you again?
See, I've done those festivals in like Australia and Edinburgh and like. My comedy does not translate that well. Yeah. It's also like they use different words. Here's a crazy story. So I don't know if you noticed, but I wear fanny pack all the time.
Yeah, I like that.
And yeah, because I'm OG, right? I'm the original. I don't know. So, but I've worn them actually for a long time before they were back at, you know, popular again, which they're kind of making a comeback because lots of cool companies have made good ones. And what I didn't realize is... The word fanny in the UK
means
the P word in the vagina. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like the dirty vagina word.
Well, that would make more sense over there, I guess.
I guess,
you're
right?
You wear it in the front.
But I didn't know. I did not know what that word meant.
Oh, right, right.
So I'm like
hilarious.
Going to Scotland. I'm walking through customs. And they're like, can we see your passport? And I'm like, let me dig it out of my fanny, right? And I am just reaching down the front. They can't see.
Yes.
They can only see you from your shoulders up. So I'm pulling other things out and setting them up on the counter. Like, oh, how did that pen get in there?
In my fanny.
In my fanny. Oh, so much stuff in here.
Oh, that's funny.
And for 3 days, I was saying stuff like that before I realized. They also say torch. Which is a flashlight.
Flashlight, right.
Torch.
Right.
My favorite Australian word that they say is professor.
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 Oh, you do that good. You got a good Australian
Thank
accent.
You. Well, actually, Australians and Southerners, we both talk in the back of our mouths.
Yeah.
So it was pretty.
Yeah, it's sort of like the outcast of, you know.
Yeah.
Like they, Southern. That island was for prisoners.
Yeah, oh, I know.
And we're the South.
We're just a prisoners of the United States anyway.
Right. So that makes sense. We'd get along with Australia.
Yeah, everybody thinks
they
nobody really wants to come visit except maybe once a year.
Right.
Like a total jail.
I want to go so bad to Australia.
I think you'd fit in down there.
I'd like to try it. You know, I watched the stand-up in London and figured like, okay, if I just switch a couple words around and acknowledged that, you know, this is obvious, I'm not from here, just bear with me, that they'll, you know, they'll at least hear
Australia
you out.
Australia was easier to do stand-up in than Edinburgh, that's for sure.
Where's Edinburgh?
Scotland.
Scotland.
Yeah.
Yeah, that wouldn't be tough.
Now, see, Nate Bargatze is in Ireland right now.
I
so
saw
Nate,
that.
Nate is in the Netflix special with John and I.
That's right.
We
the
allowed
one that
him
you
in.
Saw last week.
Hopefully.
Yeah. If you're not, it's probably still there.
It should
on
be
Netflix.
Still on.
Oh, how long do you think it'll be on? How long does things don't normally last on Netflix?
I don't know.
That'd be interesting to know. What if it's just one day?
I think things usually on there for a year, right? One day. Come on.
I'm kidding. So if you haven't seen it yet, go to Netflix. Get a password from your neighbor.
It's important to watch things. Yeah. Which makes me remember that your mother, Miss Betty Boo.
That's right. Before we get to that, I want to do one more thing.
Okay.
This passport situation, trying to get back into London.
Uh-huh.
With the global entry.
Oh, you have a global entry.
You know what that is? You know what that is? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, for those who don't know, you can go to the airport.
It's TSA PreCheck International, basically.
Correct. Exactly. You go there, they interview you, and they vet you.
They do FBI background check.
And then that means from now on, when you're going through the airport, you get the PreCheck, and then when you go in another country and back, there's a whole other little fast pass line that you can go through. So I did that, and
yeah,
I forgot that you're not allowed to have someone come up to the front of the line with you. And my friend Shannon, she doesn't have the global entry. But I'm like, just stay with me.
Hey,
pretend,
I got you.
Just pretend that you're my girlfriend
just
or something.
Me
we'll
here.
Just figure this out together. And she's like, all right. And I do the thing. And I walk up there, and I'm like, hello, global entry, blah, bling. Here's my passport. Here's the thing. He's like, oh, who's this? I'm like, oh, it's my friend, girlfriend.
My
girlfriend.
Plus one.
Yeah, my plus one. And he goes, oh, it's not you guys. Oh, sorry. And he takes the card. He goes, I got to take this now.
What?
I have to take it. I can't give it back to you.
Wait, he took the global entry card?
Yeah, he took it from me. I had already given it to him.
Okay.
He goes, I can't give this back to you now. I go, what are you talking about? He goes, no tolerance, zero tolerance. That's what your country said. Like, he's rubbing it in my face.
What?
Yeah, that I'm American.
And zero tolerance.
Zero tolerance. Sorry. You don't know the rules.
Sorry, mate.
Yeah. I don't know why we're in Australia all of a sudden. But yeah, so this dude gave me a hard time for about 10 minutes. And I go like, and finally I was done with it. I'm like, okay, well, what do we do now?
Yeah, where do
you want me to get out of this line and go back over the other line? Or I know you're gonna keep that. Yeah, exactly.
That's what we call people who don't do comedy.
Right.
They don't have
magical
power.
Like from Harry Potter.
Yeah,
yeah. So I was like, well, let's just move forward. What now? Am I going to jail? Are you gonna just do something? Stop berating me
going
for 10
to the
minutes.
Clink?
Yeah.
That's what they call jail in London.
He goes like, well, all right, I'll let you through this time, but next time you gotta know. So after 10 minutes of him saying zero tolerance, I so
through.
Bad want to go like, so just one tolerance, except for this time.
That's not
100% zero tolerance.
Not so much zero.
Yeah.
As.
So he let me through, but then now I was worried I'm on some list, you know.
You're definitely on a list.
He typed something in. And
I don't know if it's like a no entry list.
Well, when I went to Canada, it was fine, so.
It's probably just like a hooked on phonics list.
Yeah. I'm on lists out there.
I'm sure you're on lists.
Yeah, before this. speaking of lists, I wonder what my mom thinks.
Did you ever have a list growing up? I'm just kidding. Like a
lisp? Yes. I had a football coach, assistant coach, who had a lisp. And it was hilarious because he's supposed to be this big macho leader. And he was always, he was the guy that worked with the cornerbacks, you know?
Okay.
And he'd be like, all right, guys, listen, it's going to be a tough game. I would need to keep your head on a swivel. Keep your head on a swivel, always 360.
Stop.
He would say 360 and swivel, and no one could keep a straight face. And we were 0-10 that year. We lost every game we played.
0-10.
0-10. We lost everything. Sorry, Coach, God, what was his last name? I forgot his name now. Anyway.
Bethel.
Coach Lift. Should we do my mom?
Yeah. I mean, should we call your
call,
mom?
That's what I meant.
Yes. So for those of you who don't know.
This is a new segment. It's not new. It's a segment we do called.
Betty Boo's Movie Reviews.
That's right.
Boovie Reviews.
Boovie Reviews. And my mother goes every Wednesday. No.
Tuesday.
To watch movies with my dad.
Uh-huh.
And they, you know.
David.
David and Betty Reap. They go to the matinee. It's cheaper. And
the
you sim. Get free refills of popcorn.
Uh-huh, because they bring their own bucket.
Bring your own bucket.
Which we found out.
Free refills.
Uh-huh.
And I want to get my mom's take on some movies, so let's call her.
Let's call her and see what they went to see.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Oh, man. I'm hoping she answers.
Yeah.
She probably doesn't know this number. She's like, I ain't answering. Hello?
Hey,
she
mama!
She did answer.
Hey.
What's happening?
Not much. Just cleaning out the dishwasher.
Nice.
Oh, was it full? How often do you have to load the dishwasher?
Well, David beats me to washing, so not very often.
He's pretty good. He's pretty
he does
good.
The washing.
He's a clean guy.
Yes.
Yeah, he's very, you know, likes to keep things in order
likes,
and clean, ni-
likes
nice
to
and
do
tidy.
The dishes.
Yeah, he helps out. So, so Mama.
Yes.
I heard you went to the movies today.
Yes, we did.
The movies.
The movies. What did you see?
Today we saw Baby Driver.
Oh.
I don't know anything about
it. I've seen this one.
You've already seen it?
Yeah.
Okay, Mom.
What'd you think?
What's it about?
Well, I want to know what she thought first.
I don't even know what it's about.
Well, I liked it. It's kind of sad.
Yeah, because...
Well, it started sad and it was... And it ended sad. But no, it didn't end sad. I like the way... I'm glad they got together.
Okay. Okay.
Because he was not a bad.
Spoiler alert! And just for people, I forgot to mention this.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes people haven't seen the film, and we don't want to give everything away. But just so you know, if you haven't seen it,
Miss Betty's going to tell you everything.
You're going to get everything. That's fine. That's what we want.
That is what we want.
Now, can you at least tell me what it's about first before you?
Well, it's about this young boy who his parents were driving and arguing. He was in the back seat and he was kind of abusive to his wife, and they ran into a big semi truck, and both the mom and dad were killed, and he was orphaned. He looked to be back in his flash when he was doing the flashbacks about 10 or 11 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow or another he ended up with a black man. And he was his foster dad.
Okay. I know what you mean.
Somewhere along the way, the man, I don't know whether he was deaf the whole time or if he went deaf, but he taught this young boy how to do sign language and how to read lips. And
Baby, that's the boy's name, right? Baby?
Yeah, Baby was his boy. His mother nicknamed him Baby.
Mm-hmm.
And... the accident left him with a severe case of tinnitus.
It's a bad, you can't hear, right?
Almost as bad as Levinitis.
Yeah. Levinitis is way worse than tinnitus. But it's like a ringing in the ear, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And he was obsessed with different kinds of iPods that had all kinds of music on it. You never saw him in the movie without his earbuds. Mm-hmm. Sunglasses and some type of music going on all the time to drown out all that ringing in the ear. But somewhere along the way he got into trouble, stole a car, and he just happened to steal it from a crime boss they called Doc. His name was Kevin. Well, his real name's Kevin, you know, Kevin Spacey.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just a real bad dude, and he had been driving for Kevin. He was the daredevil driver. He could stunt driver, and he could get out of more messes and get away from police cars and all kinds of traffic. And he'd been driving for him for years, and he was doing that as payback for stealing his car years earlier. He'd been driving for him for about 10 years, and he was wanting out. And so Doc said, okay, you'll be all paid up this next bank heist. But before they went on the bank heist, he went into a diner, and he met a waitress in there called Deborah, and it was sort of like love at first sight. And he had to go on that next bank heist, and he met different criminals throughout the 10 years. And one of the last ones was Jamie Foxx.
Oh, Jamie Foxx.
Yeah,
oh.
John Hamm.
Okay.
John Hamm and Elsa somebody.
Well, see, I didn't even know these guys were in the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, this is
actually,
like a big name
in this. Actually, the part that John Hamm plays was written only for John Hamm.
No kidding.
Yeah.
All right.
I thought he would never die in this movie.
Yeah, he was a bad guy.
Oh, boy.
Yes, and Jamie Foxx was pretty, they called him Bat because he was bat crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And he would kill anybody that looked at him wrong.
Is this brand new?
Like, it's been out for a couple weeks.
Okay, I gotta look this one
up.
Yeah,
it came out June 28th, I think.
All right.
It's Edgar Wright. He did Shaun of the Dead and
It's not a comedy. It's not a comedy though. No, it's not a comedy.
No, it's like a comedy action thriller.
Gotcha. All right.
But it's all set to music and choreographed. So everything's choreographed to the music.
Oh yes, he would sit out in the car with his earbuds on and turn on some type of whatever kind of mood he was in. He had different colored iPods and different recordings of all kinds of music. And he knew every person that he played. He knew the recorder and all this stuff. And this waitress, Deborah, that he met when he first went in there, she came by him and was singing a song called Baby.
Mm-hmm.
And
he goes, hey, that's me.
So they struck it off, and as time went on, there's lots of killing, a lot of bank robberies and
murder.
He's the getaway driver.
Okay.
Yes, and he is so good.
John Hamm.
He's no baby. No.
Who baby. Plays Baby, the actor?
Oh, is it someone we know? Ansel Org and Ansel
Elgort.
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 Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Okay. So Baby agrees to do this one last what he thinks is his one last heist.
Yeah.
Or you know, being the getaway driver, and he and Baby were gonna run away, mm-hmm. and just be out of all this because he was really a good guy. This black man,
the foster father.
Yeah, he promised him that he would get out of this one of these days, and he would always take care of him.
Uh-huh.
So after what he thought was his last heist, Doc
Kevin gets Spacey.
Kevin gets in touch with him again, and he said, "You thought we were done?" He said, "Yes." And he said, "You're paid up, but that doesn't mean we're done."
Ooh.
He said, "You're my good luck charm."
Well, it pulls him back in just when he thinks he's out.
Yeah.
Yes. Now he wants to rob the post office
and get
a bunch of
money orders.
Money orders.
Right.
Yeah.
Boxes of them.
Yep.
So he's sitting in the car waiting for John Hamm and Elsa and Jamie Foxx to come out. And he sees this, the lady that waited on him when he went in to check out the post office to see how many they had working there and how many cameras and everything. He saw her coming in to go to work, and he, with his eyes and the way he looked, motioned for her not to go in.
Mm-hmm.
And so instead of running away, which she did, but she ran and got police.
Uh-oh.
Just as Jamie and them were coming out, and then there was a bunch of gunfire and everything, and he gets Jamie Foxx killed by running smack dab into a construction truck that was parked right behind the post office and had a big long log sticking out, and it ran through Jamie Foxx.
Ew.
Well, John Hamm and his girlfriend get away, and Baby is going to go and get his his foster dad, and all the money he was each person when they did a heist, they got a bag full of money.
Yeah.
Well, Kevin Spacey made everybody think that Baby got one too, but when he actually took him to the car, he gave him one stack of the money, and he kept his bag as payment for his car. And he'd been going on for years, but the payment that he got, he would stick it in a crack in the floor of his rundown apartment.
Okay.
So he went to get his foster dad, got all the money, stuffed it in his foster dad's clothes, and took him to a nursing home with an iPod that explained who he was, what was wrong with him, his likes and dislikes, and all this money to pay for his room and board.
Yeah, well,
that's interesting.
Guy.
That's
baby's
pretty cool.
Yes.
So did you like it?
Goes, yeah, and then he goes to the diner to get Deborah, and they were going to run off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the bad guy, John Hamm, was there.
Ah. Yep.
Old John Hamm.
And so a policeman comes in, and they thought they were goners, but he wanted the key to go to the bathroom. And while the policeman was in the bathroom,
yeah,
John and Baby had it out, and they thought the bad guy was dead.
Uh-huh.
And we thought that the policeman had come out and arrested him. So him and Baby are on their way. I mean, him and Deborah are on their way out when John Hamm catches up with them.
Yeah.
And they, you know how he forced him off of a, what is that?
Oh, that was me. Oh,
she's
pouring water.
He forced John Hamm's car off the parking deck.
Oh, no.
And then they're on their way out of town, and they're driving along, and he had fell asleep, and she was driving, and he woke up, and he said, "What are you doing?" She said, and then she started singing that song.
Baby, song Baby from earlier.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, callback.
And then there is that.
This is the first 10 minutes of the movie. Well, Mom, let's get to the end here because we're going a little long.
Okay.
Let me just ask you if you liked it.
Yes, I did. There's a roadblock.
Okay.
And instead of drawing Deborah into this, he gets out of the car and surrenders. And he's sentenced to 20 to 25 years in prison. And while he was there, different people spoke up for him, the black man and the lady at the bank and another lady that he stole the car from, and he gave her her pocketbook back.
Mm-hmm.
And so he got out in 5 years on good behavior. And when he walked out of the prison, there she was in a new car, and off they go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, happy ending. That's good.
Let me ask you, Betty, was John a good driver when he was growing up?
Me?
I'm asking her, John.
Oh, I thought there's John Hamm in there, too.
I'm sorry. I would like to know if baby John,
me,
Reap,
right.
Was it?
Well, he was on his good behavior, best behavior, when I was with him. So I really can't answer that other than what people have told me.
Now, did he get any speeding tickets or
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, you should tell Sarah that time Jason almost totaled my car by playing with the gear shift and it backed into the neighbor's yard.
Oh, yeah. Jonathan had his driver's license first, and so Jason would get ready first, and he'd go out and start John's car.
In the wintertime, get it warm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. While he was waiting on John, he was playing with the gears in it.
Yeah, he's sitting in the passenger side.
Jason, your brother?
My brother, okay. With the car started. And it's an automatic gear shift. He'd go from it's automatic gear shift, so he'd just take it from park, put it in reverse, go to bar real fast. And he's sitting with it. There's no brakes or anything.
He knocked it out.
Yeah.
He knocked it out of park, and it started rolling.
Oh God.
Down the yard.
Down our driveway. Oh. Down the neighbor's yard.
Jason panics, and my neighbor who was watching this was panicking too. She said Jason jumped out of the car and got behind
tried to hold it. And he slid and fell. It almost ran over him.
Oh.
But it lands in the next door. Well, after it took down a small tree, it lands on the retainer wall of our next door neighbor's house.
Yeah,
and
so
it's
literally doing like a teeter-totter like this.
Oh,
and it's still
gosh.
Running. Yeah, but that was that was an example of how Jason can't drive in the passenger seat.
Yeah. Now, who taught you to drive, John? Did your mom or your dad?
Dad. Yeah, I mean, I guess. Well, actually, we just took driver's ed. I mean, but there are times when Dad let me sit on his lap, you know, pretend to drive.
The wheel?
Yeah. So we did some of that. That was fun. So you did like the movie. Do you give it? How's the system? We're doing.
Yeah. How many thumbs?
How are we doing?
Give
fingers
it?
Or thumbs? I forgot how we're doing.
No,
this.
It's two thumbs up.
Oh, out of 10?
Right. It's like we're going.
Okay.
Remember, you said five thumbs up, five thumbs down last time.
Right. We're pretending you have like.
All right, I'll give it
10
thumbs up.
Oh, 10
thumbs
look at
up.
That.
All right,
wow.
Now I have to watch this movie.
Yeah, Baby Driver, 10 thumbs up from
Baby Driver? That's the name of it? Baby Driver?
Baby Driver.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he was a cutie.
Oh! Well, well, well. Now we really get the story, don't we, John?
Did we get some free popcorn today?
Yes, we did, and a free drink.
You remembered your bucket.
Yep, of course.
No, I didn't take my bucket because I knew I had a free popcorn and a free drink coming. And AMC has bought out
a Regal.
Yeah. How's Dad's eyes? He just had surgery.
His eyes are doing well.
Is he feeling okay?
Yeah, he's doing good.
So he went to see a movie?
Well, no, he had eye surgery.
And he can still,
But I guess he could see the
3 weeks ago.
Yeah, 3 weeks ago, so I guess he's healed up.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks, Mom.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
That was very detailed and very good and very thorough. I feel like I was already seeing the movie.
Well, I know I left a lot out, but...
I don't know if you did. But thank you so much. I'm going to call you here in a minute when we get done. And I love you, and we will talk to you later.
Okay, love you too.
All right.
Bye.
I love her so much.
I know.
She's so... How can you not love that?
I mean, literally...
Does your mom sound like that?
Mm-mm.
No, she doesn't have a thick accent.
Mm-mm. Yeah. No, but I mean, she just every detail. I'm glad I saw it because I was like, I could kind of help this.
At the end, she was like, I think I left a lot out.
A lot out.
Like, how?
I'm like 15 minutes.
How's that possible?
Of a movie. No, Edgar Wright is an incredible director, and like the very first scene in that movie is one shot. It's like 5 minutes, and it's all choreographed to a song. Ooh. So the entire stunt scene is kinda choreographed to one song and one shot.
Didn't La La Land do some of that as well? I think they had one take. There was at least one dance scene they did that. Well, that's amazing. I have to go check
that
out.
Yeah, that was. It was.
I like John Hamm.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, you do.
Who else was in there? I forgot the actor's name.
Oh, Jamie Foxx is in
Jamie
there.
Jamie Foxx and Kevin Spacey.
Yeah,
right, I like all three of those guys.
Yeah, they're all pretty good. They've done good things.
Well, that's amazing.
Now it's time for hometown news.
Hometown news. You want to go first or should I go?
Ooh, I don't know.
I felt like I took up some segment with Mama, so maybe
you
should
go first.
Okay.
I'm from Calhoun, Georgia, if you guys don't know.
That's where Sarah's from.
So this actually happened just outside of my hometown in Fort Oglethorpe. A woman was arrested on multiple drug charges during a Fort Oglethorpe police traffic stop that stemmed from a faulty vehicle registration. Ain't that the worst?
We'll
when like people, they just pull you over because they're like, your license plate doesn't look right.
Yeah, something about you, I just
something about
it.
You that I don't
turns out
get.
I was right.
Turns out.
Yeah.
Police report that Leslie.
I feel like if you're going to have drugs, maybe make sure that your license plate's all
we had
in
that.
Order.
There used to be this thing on the freeway near me that, like, you know how they'll tell you, like, DUI checkpoint ahead?
Right.
So they had these signs on the road that was like, drug checkpoint ahead, exit now, if to detour. And people would exit, and then that's
and then
where the checkpoint was.
Oh,
yeah,
they
would just
hilarious.
Get all these idiots
what?
On drugs because they'd be
that
like, exit
like
now
entrapment.
Before the checkpoint.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Oh, man.
Crazy.
You think the South is dumb, and then you hear shit like that.
Gotcha.
Like, wow. Police report that Leslie S. Gilliard, 20 years old.
Oh, boy.
20.
And won't she have coke?
This is what she looks like, by the way. She looks like
oh, I know. You know,
Ed Sheeran.
Yes, that's exactly. I want you to picture
like
Ed Sheeran.
If you and Ed Sheeran had a baby, John, this is what
a baby girl.
Leslie S.
That's
Gilliard.
We name her Leslie Gilliard.
Mm-hmm. Of 54 Pinto Lane in Ringgold. That's the street she grew up on. Charged with possession. They pulled over a 1977 Chevy Nova.
Oh.
Wow. Traveling along Cloud Springs Road. I mean, this is very detailed. Like, you could literally go to their house. Just before 1 a.m. because he was unable to see the tag validation.
Oh, so yeah, that's a little...
While interviewing the driver, Cannon reports seeing a glass pipe extruding from the bra of Gilliard, who was in the passenger seat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's where you always put your pipe in your bras.
Is there another place to put it? I mean, when you're 20 years old...
In your fanny.
you don't even need a bra when you're 20. You know what
right.
I mean?
Yeah, no. Like, they're just up there anyway.
Like, you're so lucky at 20 years old right. to have the perkiness that you have.
Well, especially if you're going to be exposing, showing your cleavage. Would you want that
at
there?
At that point, like, wearing a bra, you're like, this is just a pocket.
It's almost like she wanted you to see the pipe.
You know,
look at my beautiful 20-year-old breast. Oh, by the way, there's a crack pipe.
Remember, remember when people would have like put their pager on their tank top uh-huh. instead of their belt loop? So where you're like, just, you just want everybody to know you
have a pager.
Is that what she was doing?
Yeah.
I remember my mom one time was helping me clean out my apartment I was moving, mm-hmm. and she opened up. This, like, someone had given me a gift, like a martini shaker.
Yeah.
And I was just like, cool. And I just threw it down. Well, apparently, inside the martini shaker was a marijuana pipe.
Oh, no.
And
you didn't know?
I don't know. I don't right. even, I don't really use that ever. Like, I've used it like 3 times in my life.
Yeah.
And my mom goes, oh, my God. And I was like, what is it? What will happen? She goes, I just found a crack pipe.
Like, any pipe first that's of all, glass is now a crack pipe.
First of all, do you think that I smoke crack? I mean, do I look like somebody?
Right. And also, I snort it.
Yeah. The first drug you think of that I use is crack?
Right. She went straight to crack.
Smoking crack. I don't even know how to do that. Okay.
Yeah. So she put this pipe in her bra.
She was in the past. During questioning, Gilliard was found to also have crack cocaine in her bra.
Oh, boy.
Officers also found methamphetamine in Gilliard's purse.
Boy. and she got a ticket for her registration not being able
also,
to be seen. That's a,
you got a tail light
yeah,
out.
Yeah.
You're going to jail. So anyway, that's pretty. She was, the driver was released with a warning, but Gilliard was transported to jail.
Have you ever had a problem like that where you get pulled over and someone in your car is causing the problem? Like, so you get pulled over for a registration, but your other friend like mouths off or does something stupid.
Uh-huh.
That's the worst.
That's you.
No, that's my buddy Chad Bowman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And when I was in community college, my dad worked at a Goodyear, so I gave him my car to get serviced. So he gave me his company car to have in mm-hmm. the meantime. So I'm driving around in a car that says Goodyear on the side of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at community college, me and my buddies would go to the mall for lunch.
By the way, I just can't imagine you not in a car that says Goodyear on the
I
side.
I know.
Of it.
I should always be in a car that says Goodyear on the side. So we're coming back from the mall after lunch uh-huh. in this car that says Goodyear on the side of it. And my buddy Chad had saved this little jalapeno from his salad. And he wanted to throw it at somebody. Okay,
which is what you do when you have a jalapeno that you haven't used.
Don't like it?
Was it a whole one or one of those sliced pickled ones?
It was a whole one.
Like a whole?
It was a whole one like you get it like a Papa John's. You know,
and like a peppercini,
yeah,
like a yellow one.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Oh, it was a peppercini.
Yeah, my bad.
Huge difference.
I don't
okay.
know. Pepper's a pepper to me. You're only just saying.
I don't eat it. It's hot.
Honestly, it hurts my esophagus. So we're sitting there, and Chad goes, "What just?" And he just throws this pepper in this old lady's car and on the windshield, and she had to swerve and whatever. And he's like laughing. Like it was stupid little vandals. Well, we didn't know there's an undercover cop right behind her.
Undercover?
Yeah, like it was actually not even cops. They're like FBI or CIA or
some
other branch.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
They saw something go down. And now the light's up on the dash and we're getting pulled Ooh. Over, right? So now I'm getting pulled over. These guys are, they come up to the car with their hands on their guns. And there's 4 guys in this car and Chad's still laughing. I'm like, you fucking, this is my dad's company car.
Right.
You know, like I'm yelling at him, you know, and he comes up and he goes, "Who threw that jalapeno pepper out the window?" Like he's screaming at my buddy Chad, and I'm like, you know, we're all pointing at Chad. He's like, "I did it," and then the other cop starts cussing at me, like, "How smart would it be in your dad's company car and have a guy throw it?" I was like, "Not very smart, sir.
I
agree with you. This is mm-hmm. dumb. I didn't do it. Blah blah blah. Please don't call my dad." And so they made Chad get out and go sit in the car, and they write Chad a ticket, and basically just give him a littering ticket. Now, he's coming back from the squad car, undercover car, to my car with the Goodyear on the side of it, and it's a windy day, and the wind just went, blew the ticket out of his hand.
No.
He just got a ticket for littering, and now it looks like he's littering
like
again with the ticket, and he's literally chasing this ticket through the field, and he'd get close to it, the wind would happen again. I had like 4 times in a row, but I could relate. But it's not a crack pipe in a bra, But it was a weird. And then my dad found out later. Like, they called my dad's boss, and then I got in trouble.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Chad Bowman. Next time, have a crack pipe in your bra.
I've never gotten out of a ticket.
No, I've gotten out so many tickets.
See, I've never. I just don't even. Like, they pull me over, and I go, I know. I don't even say anything. Yeah. I just go, give it to me. I just feel like that's going to just like,
is it just speeding,
happened.
Though? You're running a light or?
No. Once I got a ticket here for having my phone in my hand. I wasn't on my phone, but I had it in my hand. You're not allowed to have it in
your
hand.
That's dumb.
So that was like $150. And I've gotten to, you know.
I've never gotten out of one in California. Now, in the rest of the country, I've gotten out. I've gotten out of two in one day for speeding ticket. I swear to God. So my dad used to be a cop.
No wonder you let Shannon drive in London.
I've got a better track record, though. But I just wasn't taking any chances in another country.
Uh-huh.
But when I started doing the road full-time, we got to wrap this up because we're at 45. I'll tell this real fast. So my dad, when he knew I was going to be traveling all over the country doing stand-up as a feature act or whatever, he goes, well, you're going to get pulled over because I know you're going to speed, so I'm going to help you out. I'm going to get this little cop sticker, this little thing, I support cops sort of thing.
Oh. You'll
put that in the window, okay? Uh-huh. And so then he also gave me his old deputy sheriff jacket, hung it in the back of the car. So that means when I get pulled over, they're going to walk up, they're going to see the jacket, and they're going to see the sticker. And the first thing I'm going to say is like, are you law enforcement? Or something like that, right?
Uh-huh.
I got pulled over twice in one day, and because of that, got zero tickets.
Yep.
Once in South Carolina, guy walks up, he's like, oh, you're law enforcement? I go, huh? What are you talking about? Oh, the jacket. Oh, no, that's my dad. My dad's a police officer in Catawba County, North. He's like, well, slow it down. Like that. And the next state happened again in Georgia. So anyway, there's white privilege for you, everybody.
I want you to read yours. I know we can go over. There's no rules here.
Okay.
People can turn this off whenever they
want.
That's
true. We're not going to go 5 hours or anything, but.
Just four.
Do you want to?
That was it. That was the end of my story. That was the end of my report.
Well, I like it. We'll save mine for another episode then.
You want to save it?
We'll save it because we're already at 46.
All right.
Say why not? You know, that's more content for later. Don't want to burn it all one episode.
We are so lazy.
Thank you all for listening to another episode of Fried right here on
the
All Things Comedy Network. We're new here. We hope you like us. You know, get in touch with us on the internet. We're easy to find. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, you name it. We're on it.
Yeah, John has no H. I have an H.
Yeah, JONREEP at all those things. And
Sarah with an H.
Yeah.
And Tiana. With a Tiana.
So thank you all for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. Bicycle.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.